Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Tuesday, Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. The Cleveland Browns season in the books at 7-9. We're going to go back through that game as well. We're going to hand out our grades for the game against the Baltimore Ravens. We're also going to have the Ray Farmer's press conference for you. We're going to give you part one of that at 1:15. We're going to give you part two of that at 2 o'clock. I got a chance to sit down with Ray as well for an exclusive interview that will be on ClevelandBrowns.com and inside the Cleveland Browns. Lots of interesting insights from Ray, a lot of good things about his first year on the job, part of the process, how they're going to continue to get better. Obviously, the hot topic of the day remains these young players on the Browns, what they're going to do. Johnny Manziel now partying in South Beach, apparently. And, Matt, when you see something like this, it just makes me think, like, it's not going to change. And I know it's the offseason, and I was fine with it. I said in the offseason last time, it's fine, you know, it's the off season. You're allowed to do these things if you come in and conduct yourself like a professional. Now, many people said that he did, but also at the end of the season, you certainly got the sense that at times he did not. He himself saying that he did not do enough there. And to go right after this happens and right after the Friday night and then being late and having the security go to your house and all the press that's come along with it, it's a tough balance, right? Because he needs to be able to go out. He's a 22-year-old kid. He's in the offseason in the NFL. Yes. But at the same time, like, you just want to see him lay low for a little while.
You do. And again, I think for Johnny, what he has to do in any circle that he runs with, he must kind of put himself out there and say, please do this for me as a friend, as an acquaintance, and just no phones, no Instagram, no Twitter, no nothing for a week, a month, 2 months, whatever it need be, you know, and let him post his own stuff because, of course, you would hope that he and his team of people control his accounts, and at least it's coming from him. But also, too, is there are people out there that want those pictures with him or videos with him because of the notoriety that comes along with it. So that's very, very frustrating. And then when I read the article and obviously watched the video of him wishing LeBron, you know, a happy 30th birthday from South Beach, the one thing that popped into my head that people must kind of grasp at this point if you are a Cleveland Browns fan is that Johnny Manziel is a quarterback on the Cleveland Browns team. He is not the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns because his decisions and the small sample size that we've gotten from him thus far does not solidify anything of a leader, anything of a franchise quarterback in my eyes. And if, in fact, people do, or this organization does, they will remain in the bottom of the AFC North moving forward.
What did you think of the video that we saw on SBNation.com wishing LeBron a happy birthday from South Beach?
He looks faded.
What did you think about that?
He looks drunk. He looks faded. He looks like, you know, he looks like, I don't care. Of course, he embraces the camera. And that is a situation that if you are in your right mind and you truly mean what you say, your hand is at least trying to avoid a camera in your face. And you quickly alleviate yourself from the situation because Johnny Manziel, we're getting the video right here in studio. You know, we could have gotten a Johnny Manziel selfie video from the comfort of his hotel room, an airplane, a taxi cab, a limo, whatever he took to get to the party that he was at, which LeBron would have appreciated and would have sufficed for Johnny to make that public statement to LeBron. But to have it out with strangers in it, you know, females, and more so than anything, and then also, too, in the video, or the tagline that goes along with the tweet, I believe is, you know, no alcohol or erratic dance moves, you know, were used in the making of this video. It's just kind of like, to me, it's a middle finger up in the air, like, we don't care. And those are the circles of people that he rolls with.
It is, and it is disappointing. I know that he wished LeBron happy birthday. You know, you just want to see I don't want to see or hear anything about Johnny Manziel unless it has to do with this football and becoming the best quarterback that he can be. And it, you know what? I was willing to give him a lot of leeway for quite some time. But at this point, you got to do it. You got to show me. And it's not showing me more videos where you definitely look wasted and talking about, you know, Bron and this, that. And it's fine to wish your friends happy birthday. And it's fine to get wasted. But I think at this point, where you're at in your career and the delicate balance, and you go out and you say, you know, if I don't change things, I'm going to be doing something else. And then the first thing you do is go out and do something that makes everybody think of everything else you did. I don't get it.
You're right. And I think, the perspective that a lot of people want or fans want of professional athletes because of the amount of money that they make and the handouts that they may receive is people want to follow professional athletes for their life experiences. You know, unique things that people get to do, the fast cars that they get to drive. But for me, it's and that's what I kind of found even in my own personal professional career in San Diego, San Francisco, and so on and so forth. But early in my career, I got tired of it. The same settings, the same parties with the same people, the same clubs. And it's like
even the
what,
pool parties.
I don't know. but it's like I kind of got over it because it, especially in a certain town, it's the same thing over and over again. What separates this Vegas trip from the next one? You party, you get wasted, you gamble, you know, you probably hook up with chicks, whatever it is. You know what I mean? What separates this one from the next one to the next one to the next one other than, you know, he may be addicted to who Johnny Football is and not who Johnny Manziel is as the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
That's hard. It's part of our culture. It's part of everything that, you know, our culture promotes and, you know, deifies these people before they're ready for kind of that level of deification, if anybody should ever even be deified. But to go through that, I think it is tough. But at some point, you have got to look in the mirror and say, I want to get help and I want to be the best professional quarterback I can be. I want to be the best Johnny Manziel that I can be. And if he does, that's fine. If he doesn't, you know what? From a Cleveland Browns organizational standpoint, that's not fine. But at the end of the day, it is his life, and he's going to do what he wants. You just hope that when somebody has drafted you and makes a financial investment in you to $8 million over 4 years, that you're going to want to take that seriously and do the right things back.
And I think also, too, that in some cases, it's a small slap in the face to LeBron. Because, you know, the big to-do was that Johnny Manziel signs with LeBron's management team. And we see how LeBron's brand has grown. And you talk about Warren Buffett and the way he speaks about LeBron, how smart he is about his money and how smart he is about his brand and how smart he is about growing that and wanting to be the first billion-dollar athlete and all those great things. But under that same umbrella is someone like Johnny Manziel who is doing nothing but tarnishing their brand. And if LeBron were a flop in the NBA and was not scoring and winning titles and MVPs and being a team player and an ambassador of the league with which he represents, that money doesn't come. That brand doesn't grow. You know, the Twitter followers are not there. So therefore Johnny must understand it, or that management team must, you know, start, you know, I don't know, pulling on that chain of Johnny Manziel, because this brand will be nothing. He will be former Heisman, you know, trophy candidate. He'll be, and again, a great friend of mine, someone who never really made it in the NFL, Troy Smith, Heisman trophy candidate, stood on the pinnacle of college football, had a rough go about making the transition to the NFL, is still, I believe, playing in Canada, but it's not held. He's not held in the same regard from a professional level or a branding standpoint as a former Heisman trophy candidate.
No question about it, and that's something that we'll get your take on as well with Johnny Manziel. Obviously, Ray Farmer, the general manager of the Browns, will have his press conference, part one at 1:15, part two at 2 o'clock, so we get to hear some good, detailed, thorough thoughts from the general manager of the Browns. About a half hour he spent with the media today, and I think you'll get a lot of interesting insights from him on Johnny Manziel. 5 coaching vacancies in the NFL are open now. The Bears, Jets, 49ers, Falcons, and Raiders all looking for new head coaches. We can talk about that as this show and this week and this offseason progresses. But the other thing we got to talk about, the kid keeps texting me, and he's upset that we took 10 minutes to get to it. Jim Harbaugh, now the head coach of the University of Michigan. And I think it's great. Obviously, for the Big Ten, and I think it's great for that Michigan-Ohio State rivalry.
It definitely is. And again, the kid, you are now relevant again as a football program. Congratulations. But I had to laugh the other day in the face of a friend of mine, and they're like, Jim Harbaugh, rumored to go to Michigan. Are you scared? And I'm like, scared? Are you kidding me? I think it's great. And I think that what it does is it makes that last game of the season, and I know it's yet to be seen, relevant again. Because, Ohio State's dominated the last decade. And for a team like Ohio State, and we hope that Michigan again returns to where they rightfully should be as a a top-tier team in the Big Ten, is that they're competing for a Big Ten championship, and it adds value to the rivalry. It adds value to that game for both football teams, that if Michigan is trying to get in, to win a Big Ten championship or play, or be considered for the football playoff in years to come with Jim Harbaugh as a coach, we hope that, and it's only great for the Big Ten, it's great for both universities, that a spotlight is shined on that football game again. And I really do feel that Jim Harbaugh is the right man for the job.
He certainly is. The kid is definitely fired up, and I think that the Big Ten should be excited about it. It is a good thing there. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Competition is good. For example, when the Browns start – now the Browns split with the Steelers this year, but when the Browns start taking it to the Steelers and the Browns elevate their game, that rivalry is going to be better. It's going to be awesome. We're going to get it. All right. What do you want to hear from you? 216-578-0850. We'll get a couple calls in here in this first segment because we will have the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer, up in the second segment. Anthony and Canton, welcome to the show.
Fellas, my take is, how come they don't stick with Brian Hoyer when you really at this point don't have no other quarterback? I just don't get it. I mean, this kid was finally given this opportunity. And in my opinion, Brian Hoyer just hit his own rookie wall. This is his first full season of playing. True enough, he'd been in the league 6 or 7 years, but this was his first full season of playing, coming back from ACL. And yet the organization, Snyder or Shiner or whoever, along with Haslam, what's wrong with supporting your local sheriff, man? I don't get it.
But do you say because it's your local sheriff, like Brian Hoyer's from San Francisco, would you feel the same way?
Yeah, because he's the only thing that's working right now. I mean, dude, if you look at Johnny Manziel, God knows, man, as a Cleveland Brown fan, I just want the kid to succeed. I don't care about what – if he want to go to South Beach and drink Patron or Ciroc or whatever – hey, whatever, man. He's 22 years old, but he's not figured it out at this point. And you have the perfect quarterback to bridge the gap in Hoyer. And I just don't understand how you're going to take Hoyer, put him out to the – I don't know if they're going to wind up re-signing him or not, but the comments that I heard I wasn't very happy about because it sounded like they're going to let him go. But then you're going to bring in who? You don't have nobody. And the list that I seen on TV the other night is ridiculous. Out of everybody on that list, with Brian Hoyer going into his second season in the same system, same quarterback, it equals success throughout the NFL. Everybody gets it but Cleveland. Why?
Thank you so much, Anthony. Listen, Brian Hoyer lost his job due to poor play as this season went on and for no other reason. And I think when he hits free agency, if he gives an opportunity to be a starter somewhere, he's going to take it. I don't think that what he showed in Cleveland was enough that he could come back here and they'd say, yeah, you're definitely the starter. I think Brian Hoyer showed what I think many people thought, that he can be a very, very high-quality backup and spot starter for an NFL team, but he's not a guy that you're going to build around. And for the Browns, the question is, do you need to find that quarterback that you can build around, the guy who is going to be the quarterback for now and for the future? And I think that they – and listen, he could very well be back in another competition-type situation, but I think the goal is to not have that here in Cleveland. And I think the Browns have felt like they saw what they saw from Brian Hoyer. There are certain stats that don't make Brian Hoyer look very favorable. The win-loss thing certainly does, and that's how people want to judge quarterbacks. But The tape's out there for the entire NFL. I think you'll know if you feel that the Browns are being unfairly harsh or critical on Brian Hoyer. You'll know that based on what happens this offseason in terms of free agency, the kind of money he gets, and the kind of opportunity he gets.
Most definitely, and that's the one thing as our caller was going on about Brian Hoyer is, you know, yes, he is no longer under contract essentially once free agent opens, but that doesn't mean that we have fully voiced that we don't want him back. I think more so than anything, you know, Brian understands the situation that he's in. He may not want to return to Cleveland to be in that competition, and he may, in fact, and I think it is a fact, that he will receive more money somewhere else to prospectively go be a starter and essentially maybe bridge that gap for another team, not just here in Cleveland.
I think that's certainly possible, and we'll see how that goes there for Brian Hoyer this offseason. Definitely a classy guy. You wish him the best. We got Doug and Ashland on the line. What's up, Doug?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
On the Jim Harbaugh thing, naturally, I'm an Ohio State fan, God knows. But my favorite bowl season ever was when you guys beat Miami and then Michigan beat Florida. You know, that was awesome. And that makes the whole Big Ten look great.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
And that, to me, that's awesome because while I'm a Buckeye fan and I loathe Michigan, I like seeing them knock off big non-conference opponents and then have Ohio State lay the leather to them. and that's awesome. And the last thing I've got on Johnny, I supported Johnny. I really couldn't wait to see him play. But in my civilian job, chemical dependency thing, this alcohol problem will show up as Johnny's big problem. It's been a problem with him too long, and one thing I've seen sidestepped a lot in the media is the bathroom shot with a rolled-up $20 bill. Ask any recovering cokehead about that picture, and it's a big deal, buddy. And I wish him the best. I'd like to see him get recovered, but it just doesn't look good. That's all I had.
No, it doesn't. He's got to figure it out. The thing about it is, I don't know if Johnny Manziel, even if he does figure out what it means to be professional, will be successful, but I'd at least like to find out, and that's on him. And that's basically where we're at now. And I know people were going to end up talking about this all offseason, but at the same time, you know, it really is in his hands. He's a grown man. He needs to look in the mirror, make a decision for himself. Do I want to do this in the NFL the right way? And if hopefully the answer is yes, that's what you would expect to be for a professional. But, you know, people have demons, people have issues, and sometimes they can't get out of their own way.
You're absolutely right. You know, and I think in some cases we've grown accustomed to that here in Cleveland in the past year or so with Josh Gordon. You know, his own demons, his own skeletons in his closet, his own, and I don't want to say that he's addicted to anything, but his own problems or issues with something. You know, but when it comes to Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns, as you said, we hope that he rights the ship and takes this offseason, as he has said, and learns to grow up, become a pro, and to grow in his craft, which is being a quarterback in the National Football League. But for me, if he's not the franchise guy that we believe he's going to be, what I hope we see and he gets an opportunity is to show how talented he is. So much so that another team may take a liking to him, and he actually just adds a little bit of value to himself for the Cleveland Browns, whether it be a trade, of some sort, to get something for him if he is in fact not the right fit here in Cleveland.
We'll find that out down the line. Certainly many, 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 many days, years will go by until we know the answer there, but hopefully Johnny Manziel can keep focused on the things he needs to. Coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer, addressed the media today. We'll have part one of this two-part interview coming up when we return. Lots of interesting insight on Johnny Manziel, Brian Hoyer, and much, much more from the general manager of the Browns, Ray Farmer.